So Linda and I, our topic is certainty with care, but maybe today more the other side of it, which is uncertainty with care. So like Linda, I'm reading David McMahon's book entitled Rethinking Meditation, and it really has challenged some of my very basic views that I've had about Buddhism, but maybe even more some of the very fundamental views I've had about how this life works. So I'm feeling a bit out of sorts about it all. So McMahon makes a very good case that what mainstream mindfulness and what are called convert Buddhist groups, that's probably most of us or everyone here, we weren't brought up Buddhist, we converted. But what convert Buddhist groups are doing bears little resemblance, maybe no resemblance, to what Buddhists did and thought at the time of the Buddha. And I'm pretty certain that what we're doing here in reflective meditation bears little resemblance to what Buddhists did at the time of the Buddha. So I'm feeling pretty uncertain about a lot right now. So then I question, how do I keep teaching? Well, I don't really question it. Theoretically, I do, but here I am teaching, and I'm teaching on the very topic that I'm experiencing, which is this uncertainty, this ungroundedness. And I'm tolerating it, at least for now. And so that's something I'm somewhat certain about, that learning to tolerate difficult states of mind and difficult life experiences without being completely thrown off has been very beneficial for me. And that reflective meditation has given me a practice that has trained me to be with the difficulties in many of the aspects of my life without being completely thrown off. And then there's another thing I've observed, which is that the sense of uncertainty does seem to settle down after a while into another, perhaps revised, hopefully revised, sense of certainty. Or if not certainty, at least some new understandings that ground me. But I'm pretty certain that the word grounding is not a word that Buddhists used back at the time of the Buddha. So I'm only halfway through the book and far less than halfway through integrating these ideas into something I can intelligently speak about, first to myself and then to you. So luckily, I have some time because we chose this as the topic for the year-end retreat. Not only do I have time to think about and integrate these teachings about, because they're really all about culture, and that's what we'll be teaching about culture, because that's what he says, that all of our views about meditation, dharma, life are heavily formed by the culture in which we live. But for right now, or for the rest of this talk, what I want to do is read from a freeform writing that Linda and I did last week. And that's, what we tend to do. We integrate our life into something that feels more grounded through meditation, through writing, through teaching. So here's the piece of writing. I just went to a new doctor yesterday. I'm certain she'll be a good doc for me. Though I'm also aware of this habit of mine to, at first, only see the good in people and to feel certain about this. Now, this might seem like a positive tendency, but actually, it's more complex than that. Because another, perhaps wiser part of me knows that this doctor will disappoint me sometime, some way. So then, why do I feel so certain she'll be good for me? I had forms to fill out. You know about that, form after form after form. Seems like you keep answering the same question over and over again. And they always ask you about your allergies, even though they're already listed in my chart, which they had me review before my appointment. But I'm thinking maybe I should add a new allergy, which is that I'm allergic to certainty. Wait a minute. You just said you were certain she is a good doctor. And then you quickly qualified this certainty. It's not that she isn't a good doctor. At times she'll be a good, doctor and at other times a not so good doctor, though I am certain it was a good first appointment. Yes, there is some wisdom in first impressions. Yes, I did pick up something accurate in my first appointment. And I am discerning about doctors and much else in my life. I felt quite differently about my previous primary care doctor. That first appointment didn't feel right or good. There's a Buddhist practice of the five remembrances. In this practice, you repeat the certainty of growing old, of ill health, of death and loss, and you repeat this over and over again. And I don't really feel like I need to do that practice. I feel like life has given me that practice, that I keep seeing. I look in the mirror, I see I've grown old. I deal with certain kinds of health challenges. I hear about the loss and death of my contemporaries. So the practice is just part of my life. But given these existential realities, I'm certain that I need a caring, attentive, knowledgeable, flexible doctor, especially as I age more, because aging is fraught with uncertainty. And I certainly need a caring, attentive, knowledgeable, flexible doctor as I navigate a fraught medical system. There is a place for certainty. Could also call it wisdom or knowledge, but at best be held lightly with care. Who knows what will follow? Who knows what conditions will come to be or be uncovered over time? So that's the end of my reading. And I'm uncertain where it will take me or you, but let's meditate and see what happens.